Amen. Tonight, we are finishing the series. Amen. Amen. That's message 14 out of What People Who Want to Be Blessed Should Know. I went back and I talked to Brother Joe before that, and he goes, "Thank God you're not a pilot who's got to make a decision about landing." Amen. Okay, so open your Bibles to Psalm 89. I'll make my prayer. We'll go into the message. Heavenly Father, I just ask, Lord, that you give me clarity of thought and mind. Father, that you'd help. My eyes are a little off tonight, Father, and I pray that I'd be able to speak and to read the Scriptures succinctly. And Father, we pray that, Lord, you would use this to encourage us tonight. And Father, that we know, Father, if we're saved, that you are our defense. Work in our hearts to that end, and we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And Derek, Mike Lang has it already. You pick it up from him, and then you will bring it to Pastor Thomas. Okay? Okay. See, Derek's my grandson, so I recruited him. I didn't ask him. But he's very good with me anyways. You know how that works? Amen. If I say I need this, he goes, okay, Papa, win. Okay. Psalm 89 and verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. As I said, this is the final message, so before we start, you can all say amen. Amen. Okay, in this series, not my final message. Don't say amen if I said it's my final message. Okay, so the first message was, what do they know? Who want to be blessed? They know the joyful sound. Second message was, they know where to walk in the light of God's countenance. They know to walk in the Spirit. They know to walk worthy. They know to walk in love. These are all messages. They know to walk as children of light. They know to walk circumspectly. They know to walk in Him. They know to walk in wisdom. They know to walk pleasing to God. Number 11 was, they know what to rejoice in. Number 12 is, they know they're exalted by God's righteousness. Number 13 is, they know where their strength lies. And tonight is, they know God is their defense. God is their defense. And I want you to know, we're going to be reading from Psalms, because verses about God being our defender and our strength, our shield, our defense, they're found almost completely in the book of Psalms. And they're promises to either to David or to Israel, but they have application to us because we can claim certain promises given to Israel. Not all the promises given to Israel in the Old Testament, but certain promises have an eternal application. It has to do with the relationship with Christ. And we can claim those promises given to Israel because we are in Christ. I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. In verse 11, it says, wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself, that's in Christ, of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now turn to Romans chapter 2. We'll not tarry too long, but I want you to see we are one, because there's only three type of people in the world. There is the Jew, the Gentile, and then there's the church. And the church is made up of Jews and Gentiles who've trusted Christ as their Savior. Okay? So we can claim those promises the same as a Messianic Jew in so many things. Now in Ephesians, or in Romans chapter 2, just a couple verses. And I want you to see I'm talking about spiritual things. It says in verse 28, "For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and the circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." The moment you got saved, a spiritual circumcision took place in your life, and your soul was cut free from your body. That spiritual circumcision. If you want to know more about that, ask Pastor Thomas. Pastor Kenny's flying out, okay? Yes, Pastor Thomas. Okay, but we can claim those promises. And with that, I want you to understand. So my first point is we can claim the promise. The second point is the promises for and of our defense. And Mike Lang, would you read Psalm 31, verses 1 through 5?
Psalm 31, verse 1 through 5. "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth."
Okay. Promises about him being our defense. Next is Kevin Thomas, Pastor Thomas. He's going to read Psalm 59, verses 8 through 17.
"But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee. For God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by the power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth, Selah. And at evening, let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense, and the God of my mercy."
Pastor Kinney will read for us Psalm 94, verses 16 through 23.
"Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? Which frameth mischief by a law, they gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent of blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge, And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
In Psalm 62, this psalm is a special psalm in our family. It's helped my daughter get through so many things, and Judy and I claim different parts of it. If you're saved here tonight, truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God, and also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. You see, the theme of these psalms is God interceding and defending and protecting and delivering his. We're told that the sure mercies of David were upon Jesus. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. So there's that application. Now I want you to turn to Psalm 9. Psalm 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, verse 1, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Do you see how many times is they're praying to God for deliverance? They're supposed to have a new song in their heart. Because it's about him and not about us. The deliverance comes from him. The defense is through him. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will praise thee in thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in thy throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. What is that, some of that pointing to? Second coming. Eternal reign, some of that, you know, that's got double application. Thou hast put out their name for and ever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed and a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Those promises we can claim. He is our defense. He is our strength. He is our shield. You're not in the battle alone. And you got to realize, when you feel all alone and Christ is your Savior, you outnumber the enemy. Okay. One of the songs I used to like to sing when I first got saved, I sang it with the man who led me, Lord Dan Demarest, was he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died for you and me. Jesus said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. When we go, he is our defense. He is our strength, our shield. When you're under attack, you can run under his wings. He's your strength and he's your shield. You have not because you ask not. the last point of the message, I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 5. And Jesus is the only one who can truly defend us. Because he can defend us physically. He can defend us emotionally. Because when your heart is set on him, set your affections on things above and not things on this earth, you can get through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. And he says, my cup runneth over, his head's anointed, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I claim the last one, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for how long? Forever. See, he's the only one who can defend us because he alone is worthy, and he needs no defense of himself. Amen? Revelation chapter 5. And you're going to be getting out early. I thought I'd finish this series. I had them read, because if I read it, I'm going to expound upon it. And all you needed to hear was, he is our defense. Okay? Why? Revelation 5, and I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. You offered some of them up tonight? Your prayers are kept. And they sung a new song. Do you see that? It's a song of deliverance, because when God defends you, you're more than conquerors through Christ who loves you. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Promises. Okay? Do you know, you don't even have to agree with me, but I believe after you get saved, you know, there's the parable of the pounds, there's the parable of the talents. The parable of the pounds, he gave them 1 pound, then he told them to go bring it back with increase. And one went forth, and he says, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. As you gain 10 pounds, he's telling them they're going to rule over 10 cities. You know what God's going to do with the universe? We haven't got to worry about aliens coming down here. We're going to be aliens going out there. Title deed to the earth is a physical promise to the nation of Israel. But God's opening his blessing upon us. And as it says, that he gave one guy got 5 pounds. He was going to rule over 5 cities. And the one said, I know that thou art an austere man, right? And you're going to require your pound, so I buried it. He did nothing with it. No ruling for him. No ruling for him. You know when you need to be defended? When you're in the fight. When you're in the fight. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So no man that warreth entangle himself, right, with the affairs of this world. How many of you believe that Jesus Christ is coming back soon? I believe the teaching of the Bible. Do you know they've believed that since the cross, the imminent return? But there's no time in history that it's ever been like it is now. Okay, and what's taking place in this world. We need to be telling others, engaging in the battle, not worrying about it, because he is our strength and our shield, our defense. They may reject it. You still need to offer it. They may fight against you, and when they do, they're not fighting against you, they're fighting against God. So as Jesus said, go ye therefore. You know what we need to do? Because we want to be blessed and he is our defense, we need to be willing to tell those that we come in contact to. If we don't know that they're saved, then you know what they are? They're an appointment. Heather had a tough trial today. Different things going on with that. There was a lawyer that came to help her lawyer, you know, the second on the bench. And during one break in the trial, she had 35 minutes and started witnessing to him. And he goes, "You sound like my mom and my dad." He's as old as she is. She goes, "They're saved." And she goes to him, "Well, why aren't you?" And she gave him testimony how God brings her through no matter what happens in this trial. And she witnessed to him. And then she had another break. She witnessed to him again. And the lawyer that's representing her, though he hasn't lived like a Christian, when he first told he was going to be representing her many years ago, he told her he was born again. She sent him Psalm 62 this afternoon. It spoke to his heart. We don't know when we're going to have opportunity. So those that you don't know are divine appointments. Because he is our strength and our shield, our high tower. All that run into him are safe. And he is our strength and he is our defense. All God's people said, amen. Good night and God bless.